we're back. Okay, good. All right. So, So moving on from the senior story, which was absolutely amazing, of course. Tell me a little bit about, just for the audience, where are we going to be able to see these films moving forward? Tell me a little bit about the festivals that this film is now in the lineup for. Yeah. I know the Bow Wow Film Festival is so awesome. They actually have a lot more dates on their lineup, but let's talk a little bit about that so folks know where they can find you.
Yeah, so I actually don't have the Bow Wow Film Festival whole lineup right in front of me, but it is on their website. They are touring, and I think that they're still scheduling tours. I think they'll probably be adding it to their list. It is going to be playing in L.A. It is on December 10th. At the LA Cinematic Arts Festival, which is one we just found out about, which is really exciting.
That's awesome.
And it's at the Napa Valley Film Festival, actually before that, the weekend of November 10th, and it's playing four times that weekend, which is really exciting. And then hopefully we'll be playing some other ones too. But if you follow along on our social media page and our Facebook page, we will be posting where else you can see the film.
Excellent.
And we'll release it online.
That's excellent. And then, so obviously, was this your first film documentary project?
It was my first real, like, passion project, yeah.
Excellent. And so I know you're off to Italy, and you're obviously, you're going to have a great vacation. I know you're also primarily your, you know, photographer. So what's your favorite, like, what's one of your favorite photography projects, and are you going to be shooting while you're over there?
I might shoot a little bit. I'm actually primarily a filmmaker, so I'm not a photographer first.
Excellent.
Film is my medium. And so I think I'll probably bring my camera and shoot for fun. It'll be nice to not be working for a little bit, but be able to shoot for fun. So yeah, this is just a fun vacation.
Awesome. Well, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking a little bit about the film and what inspired you. And obviously we hope we'll get lots of folks.
You want to cover before I...
Well, tell me this. You know what I would love to know? So as primarily then as a filmmaker, do you have any other passion projects in the works? Dogs or not dogs?
That's a good question. I really love... I love being outdoors. I'm a big active person. I love being outside. So I've actually been shooting a lot over the summer of friends outside and capturing a lot of like lifestyle of people in the outdoors. So I am working on putting something together that really like captures that passion, which is another big one of my big passions. I didn't articulate that very well, but this one's not over. So
right.
I think we're gonna still continue this, and hopefully there'll be a whole nother phase. This one's, stay tuned.
That's great.
It's not over.
Also, just so for readers' benefit, your mom has a book coming out.
Yes.
So Projects Unconditional. So when and where can people find that?
Great question. It's called Unconditional Older Dogs, Deeper Love.
Okay.
It comes out on October 25th, so that's 8 days from now, which is very exciting. And it is actually already available to pre-order on Amazon by Jane Sobolkonski. So you can find it on Amazon. And then it will be available in bookstores, all major bookstores.
Excellent. And it's basically, your mom was in the film?
A little bit.
Yeah. So I was looking for her throughout, which is awesome. I'm sure that was so much fun for her to actually see your passion project come to life. And then, you know, she's being interviewed. It's so cool for her, I'm sure. So great. So people can pre-order on Amazon.
Yes.
And that book also then focuses on the bond with senior animals.
Yes, it is all about the bond.
Okay, so it's basically...
It's a combination of, it's a mix of a bunch of beautiful photographs, as well as short stories for each of the subjects that people wrote themselves about their dogs.
Awesome. So it's like an extension almost of your film.
Well, I like to think my film is an extension of her book, but
that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a huge hit for the holidays. So it's nice that you're kind of launching the book with your film at a lot of these festivals. It's a great way for people to get to know both you and her, which is great. So I think we've covered off on everything. Here, I'm going to stop the recording.